In the late summer of 2005, a tragic event that shook the Southeast United States affected people, cities, and even professional sports teams. The weather outside on August 29th, Hurricane Katrina struck the mainland in New Orleans, Louisiana, and it will forever be remembered as a rejuvenation for the city. The winds were shaking the ground, and water causing over 150 square miles to be flooded up to 10 feet high, causing people to have to evacuate their homes. This led to many people having to leave behind their homes and search for a place of shelter while this wind kept on howling and the rain kept on pouring. On the night of August 29th, family of three sat down to have dinner after a day of work and school and noticed the weather that had once been super nice, with not a cloud in sight and the overall temperature being fairly warm, was now changing to a nightly storm that happens every other day in the southeast region of the United States. However, this daily storm was more of an issue than normal. The sirens were going off in the distance. Which led to the family scurrying downstairs with frightened screams of, "What is occurring right now? What is happening?" The wind was picking up, trees were cracking and falling, water was rushing into the basement. Next thing you knew, it was the morning. They went into the early morning, leading to a wake up of Coast Guard members pulling all the family to their safety and warmth. The quick look around the neighborhood, or the once called neighborhood, now destroyed as they went into the ambulance and airplanes flying over them. This leads to the question, what is next for the family and the inhabitants of New Orleans? That is the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. The Mercedes-Benz Superdome was the main shelter for the New Orleans citizens during this deadly hurricane. Up to 20,000 people seek shelter in the already worn down Superdome. The roof was in pieces, and the antibiotics and food in the building were running low just a day after the storm. Doctors and nurses were running around trying to help everyone. Well, everyone was trying to look out for the better on themselves. However, the family didn't bring any more of a mess than what was already occurring for these New Orleans Saints, who played in the Superdome during their NFL seasons. The Superdome, now being used to house New Orleans citizens, was not playable with them, there or not. The roof was torn apart, seats were off their hinges due to the water rusting, and food was non-existent inside. This allowed the Saints having to move their NFL games to a different stadium and move their organization, who was housed in the Superdome. All of this led to the debate between owner Tom Benson and the city of New Orleans. Mr. Benson wanted to move the team altogether to San Antonio, Texas, due to owning a lot of land in the area as a car salesman. However, only decisions about the upcoming year were being answered at the moment, and the Saints were going to practice in San Antonio for the year, and they would play home games at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on the campus of Louisiana State, and the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. During the season, Texas governor and the San Antonio mayor had many meetings with Tom Benson about the benefits of moving the team. In October 30, 2005, at the first home game in Baton Rouge, Benson and the Louisiana governor met for the first time trying to discuss the possibility and contract extension the Saints and the Superdome could negotiate. In Benson's mind, he had two different sides barking at him trying to figure out what was the better option for his team. However, the NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue came to the rescue of New Orleans citizens, ultimately persuading Benson the benefits of staying in the great sports town of New Orleans. Tagliabue led Benson through the revamped city one fall day. And showed how ready this city was ready to have a professional team back in action. Even though staying was Benson's second choice, it has turned out valuable for him. With the return in 2006, the team has had much success, reaching its first NFC Championship game in 2006. Along with that, there have been sellout games ever since returning to the Superdome in 2006. This led to in April 2009, when the franchise signed a deal with the city to keep the team secure in the city for until 2025. And ultimately, 2009 ended up being the golden year for New Orleans citizens as the Saints defeated the Colts in the Super Bowl, which is now known as the rebirth of the city of New Orleans and is one of the greatest comeback stories in all of sports. There was controversy all throughout the dilemma of where the Saints are going to end up due to the devastating effects of Hurricane Katrina. However, a city and team that doesn't stop fighting through the end can achieve great things. The city of New Orleans and the Saints nowadays are known as the greatest relationships between ownership, city officials, and citizens. As bad as Hurricane Katrina was to the city, it brought along relationships being forgiven, all to come together for the greater and success of the city and the team of the New Orleans Saints.